For WNPR, I'm Lucy Nalbathanchil. The civil war in Syria has claimed thousands of lives and led millions of Syrians to seek refuge in other countries, including the U.S. Federal officials say just 2,100 of them have been resettled in America so far. But there's been a grassroots effort building in Connecticut over the last several months to help Syrian refugees. Just a few months ago, community members from different faith backgrounds started talking about ways they could help Syrian refugees who had just arrived in the state.
We couldn't just sit and watch.
Munji Dawadi, the executive director of the Council of Islamic Relations Connecticut chapter, is leading the effort, now called the 10 in 10 campaign.
To bring 10 families in each of 10 cities across Connecticut. Many individuals stepped forward and offered that they would like to help and even house some refugees in their own homes.
From there, the coalition met with several refugee resettlement agencies in Connecticut, including IRIS in New Haven and Catholic Charities, to identify community resources. Dawadi says this informal network helped IRIS on Tuesday find a place for a Syrian family arriving in the U.S. Dawadi says they were supposed to live in Indiana, but with growing opposition there and in other states, the family's new home will be in Connecticut. Dawadi says the coalition doesn't want to dismiss concerns from residents, but he says with education, fears can be overcome.
Once people will learn about the rigorous process that these refugees have to go through the UN and then through the U.S. and the interviews and the agencies that have to do the background check, I think some of them will realize that this is a very good system that we have. But also we think that the human contact, talking to these families, will be a great experience for people to hopefully change their mind.
The 10 in 10 campaign will hold a press conference at the state capitol this Friday, where community members and resettled Syrian families will share their stories.